1915. It was the year of the first transcontinental telephone call and the year the Dean of American Playwrights, Arthur Miller, was born in New York City. He was raised during the Depression and felt its effects firsthand when his father's clothing manufacturing business failed. He wrote his first play, No Villain, while at the University of Michigan in 1934. It was considered a success, and his career as a playwright had begun. After college, Arthur Miller turned down a high-paying job as a scriptwriter in Hollywood to return to New York as a professional playwright. In 1949, after two successful Broadway plays, Miller wrote what is considered his masterpiece, Death of a Salesman. Dealing again with morality and the pressures exerted by family and society, Miller's Willie Loman, the main character in the play, is a tragic figure straight out of Shakespeare or Dostoevsky. The other play that Arthur Miller is best known for is The Crucible, which won him another Pulitzer and became one of the most famous plays in history. Arthur Miller's public life affected his work in many ways. "You gain lots of different kinds of experience that way," he said. "You become more and more aware of what things mean to people." In his plays, he shows the need for responsible, loving connections between people.